Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahawa, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this segment, and it is our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 27th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445. Just two or three days left now, and then it will be Muharram, 1446. No New Year celebrations, but of course, nothing but reflection on a daily basis, not just on a yearly basis. Let's welcome Haji Sap, who keeps on reminding us of how we should reform our lives and correct our intentions and go on to the straight path, inshallah. Let's welcome Haji Sap. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Hazrat Maulana Zaid Sap, and next listeners of Markaz Sahaba. May Allah Ta'ala keep you all in good health and in the spirit of Iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma abad. Let us correct our intention. We are listening to the talks of Deen solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the full hope of gaining 1,000 rakats of Nafil Salah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Haji Zap, as you walked in, we saw you walked in with a nice kitab, The Hidden Saints of Middelburg. Kindly share with us.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is my wife's grandfather, so it's my grandfather-in-law. He was known as Maulana Suleiman Anandri. He was a very, very pious person. And he married Hafiza Aisha at the age of 16. And she, alhamdulillah, came to South Africa. She was the only lady that was wearing parda at that time. She introduced parda in South Africa. And Lady Maulana writes, the author writes in this kitab, that Hazrat Maulana wasn't a Hafiz. So his Appa Aisha was Hafiza. So she taught him Quran, and vice versa, he taught her Hadith. So very interesting in this kitab is the formation of Jamiat al-Ulama, which Maulana was part of it. By associating with Waterfall Islamic Institute, Maulana Suleiman and his family were integrated into the educational and religious activities and programs of Jamiat al-Ulama. In tracing the history of Jamiat al-Ulama South Africa, that the great scholars who rejuvenated this organization in the mid-30s were people like late Maulana Muhammad Mia, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi, Maulana Muhammad Ekalwaya, Maulana Abdul Qadir, Malik Puri, Maulana Musa Nana, Maulana Saleh Mangera, Maulana Suleiman Anandwi. This is Maulana we're talking about. Maulana Yusuf Gardi and Maulana Ismail Kachwi. It is the instructor of these Jamiat al-Ulama South Africa was recognized as a role player by Maulana Suleiman in his historical development of this organization in the mid-20 centuries. Furthermore, Maulana Suleiman's brother-in-law, Maulana Abdul Rahim Kulam Nabi, was also migrated to South Africa for this period and was active in Jamiat al-Ulama, South Africa. So the first Jamiat that was formed was in Mia's farm, the original. This is the author has written himself, and who were the role players in this Jamiat. So we can see they were great, great saints and luminaries of our country that formed Jamiat al-Ulama. And Maulana, I just read a few. By mistake, somebody came home because I was going to a trip to Durban. And late Maulana stayed with the Noorgat family in Stenger for many months since he came to South Africa. And they had such a relationship, it was like brothers. And this Noorgat family kept that relationship up to 60 years. Whenever we, the Suleiman family, used to go to Durban, they personally used to come have a braai at the beach with us. And my wife was telling me that when they, in holidays time, the father used to drop them there, uncle used to take them all over Durban. And let them enjoy a 1-2 weeks holiday. But this was true love that they had. So this time I thought, I didn't attend the janazas, to the uncle, because it was like Faraz. I had to, whenever I visited Durban, I had to spend two days in Stenger with uncle. And this is the relationship they kept. Today we don't find it. He didn't say, no, our relationship was with late Maulana. So it gets cut off there. But he kept that relationship. And whenever there was a family in the Suleiman family, a janaza, they used to fly from Durban to come to attend the janaza. And this shows how true love they had. And they continued with that love. So I thought, let me go pay my respects to the Kabristan. When I came there, the Ruhaniyat in that Kabristan, because three Khulafa of Hazrat Sheikh are buried there. Mullah Yusuf Tutla, Mullah Bashir, and our Khanka, our Hazrat Sheikh Bashir Nurgat, also buried there. And that Kabristan is as clean, with shrubs and all that, the lawn proper and trim, absolutely clean. And this is what I was telling the brothers. I said, you must come here as much as possible and come draw fuyuz from these mashayikh. The Ruhaniyat in this Kabristan, they are so great. Like as a Sheikh writes in one book in Abeti, that one buzrug went and read for another buzrug in the Kabristan. So the voice came from the Kabar, we are alive, go and read for those that are deceased. So this shows that Allah has kept them alive in the Kabar. And they, some buzrugs made dua to read Quran in the Kabar. So they're given the opportunity. Some made intention to read Salah in the Kabar. Allah gave them that. Like the kafan thief who used to steal kafan immediately after the person is buried. When he came to one buzrug's Kabar, he saw this buzrug reading Quran. So this buzrug warned him that don't ever open your mouth and say about this incident where the Kabar is. So he took a promise that I'll just say the incident, but I won't mention the name. So this is to show us that it's reality. And then that Friday I went to one masjid in the area where we were staying, was 15 minutes. And after Juma Salah, I was sitting and doing my mamuls. One elderly person came. I said, bye, from where are you? I said, I'm from Lanesia. He said, please come join me for lunch. I said, uncle, the family are waiting for me. He said, please, here's my phone. Phone the family and tell them you're my guest today. So I said, no, uncle, please give me ijazat. Inshallah, next time. He persisted. And he told me, come, I'm waiting for you by my car. And where's your other visitors? I said, they're gone. We came in two different cars. So I said, all right, no problem, but you join me. So I went to his house. So then he told me in 1981, when Hazrat Sheikh came to this area, he laid the foundation of this masjid. Then he gave me the whole history, how it was done. Then while we were sitting and talking, so he told me, you know, I was so badly affected with this black magic and that my whole family was in chaos. I tried everybody in this country, but nobody could help. It was so deep. So I went to a Amil in India, and he treated me. He said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, we're feeling so well. Then I brought him to the country and to my house. He said, hundreds of people, Alhamdulillah, benefited from this treatment. I said, before he departed, he sealed my property, that no evils can attack and harm our family. But he said, the incidents that took place, he said, I can't explain to you. He said, while he was busy on the top, the actions were taking down, yeah, downstairs. He said, finally, when they left, one jinn didn't want to leave. He persisted that he wants to stay. So I told him, no, you have to come with us. There's no staying, nobody's staying over. So he made some commotion, he banged some furnitures and that. But finally, they managed to take him away. So then the Saturday, I had an appointment with my teacher in Ispingo. And Alhamdulillah, I benefited a lot from him. I sat for about 3 hours with him. And he was explaining to me how this underground works. He says, we are fast asleep. The amount of fitna that's getting on in this country and the outside world their focus is on this country, how they want to steal the resources of this country. This is the Jewish conspiracy. He says, I keep on every day making dua to Allah Ta'ala that show me these forces, and alhamdulillah, I'm fighting them every day. So he gave me some good advices. He says, "By today we're worried of everything else, but we're not worried of two things. And these two things are the most dangerous in our life." So I asked him, is it what? I said, nafs and shaitan. He said, correct. He said, what are we doing to our body spiritually? We're not feeding our soul. So I told him, is it some suggestions? He said, the first thing is your Allahu Zikr. Today people suffer of so much nazar. If Mullah Zayed bought a new car, we don't say mashallah, we don't say subhanallah. Allah give you the usage of this car. Or you see a beautiful home. Like I went to one shop, Big Britain, subhanallah. So I asked him this. He said, one buzruk told me, the minute you write subhanallah or mashallah, the nazar is taken away. Because now you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And I said this in the week, in fact, when we went to India and Pakistan. So I think that this was in India, definitely. You see these smart houses, colorful and everything. And then you see on the front, they put their mashallah la quwwata illa billah. So that time we didn't understand. We thought mashallah is just, you know, when you do something good, then someone tells you mashallah. But actually why they're putting it there is because you must read it. So you take off the nazar. So we thought, look at these people, they got like pride, they put mashallah, they're praising their own house. But there's a reason for it.
See, it's practiced here in the studio, mashallah, the back.
Yes, yeah.
So from the studio it starts, alhamdulillah. But that's what he was telling me. So he told me, he said, just do these few things that I'm going to tell you. Inshallah, 99% of your problems will get sorted. Your spiritual problem. Say, first of all, listen to the 99 names of Allah. Say, but not listen like that, but with earphones. Then the 114 Quranic ayats of Maulana Shah Anwar Kashmiri, which is compiled. So I was in a plane, so we're coming back home. So I got time, and I had a bottle of water. So I put on the earphones, and I played this 114. You won't believe, Mazai, the amount of sukoon and tranquility in your body till we landed. So after every ayat, I was blowing in the water. So my wife's asking me, what should we? I said, no, there's 114 ayats. So I blew in the water and we came home. So I drank off that water and I mixed it with the other water. Azad gave me 5 bottles of water, which he reads 20 to 25 paras every night. And he said, Allah Ta'ala has opened such avenues for me that those are under treatment. Allah Ta'ala shows me their conditions every night. And those that need critical help, he says, at night I sit and neutralize them and try and reduce their suffering. So these are people that have fikr for the ummah. And he told me one more thing. He says, connect the creation to the creator. He said, don't be selfish. Even one person you can work on, but connect the creation to the creator. He said, in this manner, Allah Ta'ala will be happy with you. Then he told me that the Allahu Zikr, the 114 Quranic ayats, inshallah, I'll put it on the group and the audios as well, and manzil. Also, listen to it. You can keep the kitab, but put on your earphones and let those words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those ayats, go into your body. And it brings so much tranquility and peace in your body. Alhamdulillah, and I started after Fajr every day. Listen to the manzil 40 duruds with earphones. You have so much of sukoon. And if you fall off to sleep, you have that catnap 15 minutes. But you feel so refreshed when you get up. Ayatul Kursi and 4 kuls after each salah. He said, take your protection, tie your camel, inshallah Allah will do the rest. And then he told me that whenever you have opportunity, try and read, listen to Quran also. Especially, he says, now the new trick of shaitan is stroke in heart attacks. It says shouting going to your body. They narrow your veins, your arteries. They press it. And next thing you heard, this person had a heart attack. Completely well. Nothing wrong with him. He said, all the idea now is for you to spend money. That's why they create. He said, in our Amaliyat field, cancer is not a sickness. Cancer is from Shayateen. And he proved it to me. There was a lady in Houghton that we were treating that had colon cancer. She refused to go for chemo, radium, and all these other, that 6-hour trip. The physio person was every day on his husband's back. Alhamdulillah, she did this treatment. Within 6 months, completely cured. No sign of cancer. And she refused to have the cancer cut or treated. And alhamdulillah, with the barakat of Quran and this amaliyats, what Hazrat gave her, completely, the cancer completely shrunk. And no trace of cancer. So we have the solution for every problem. But amaliyat, amals we have to do. And this is what is lacking today in the ummah, is amals. Because we're all on hit and run situation. You ask anybody, I haven't got time.
Yeah, and I think that the main thing is people are just, you tell them read Quran, read Surah Fatiha, nobody's interested. We can't expect to just sit and expect people to manage things from, we have to take our precaution, tie our camel, and that is the way, the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes we go into this and we go so far deep in, just speaking to a cousin yesterday, not so long ago, he got trapped with the wrong amil, and they just now, they are basically draining them, and they caught in it now. So we have to really tie our camels in the right way. And as Haji Saab is saying, you have to become spiritually active. That is the way.
So alhamdulillah, it's given me all these things to do. I'll put it on the group also. And inshallah, I'm starting a new, the way, the life of our mashayikh. So inshallah, every Thursday, alternative Thursday, I'll put it on our Islahi group. For the way and the life of our Kabirin, how their lives changed, how they came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by all their actions and how they changed their lives. So we'll start with the Mashayikh Chist and do the change of the Chistiya Silsila of how, inshallah, it will be about 15 or 20 minutes audio. On the Islahi group. Whoever wants to join that group, inshallah, welcome. And inshallah, I'll tweet that. And on Telegram also, I've opened up an account there as well. So inshallah. And as far as the home remedies are concerned, there was one late Hakim Yusuf gave me. It's in 1999, we sat in CII Masjid to the specialist, Dr. Karim. I saw him coming down the stairs. So I told him, Doc, what's wrong? You're looking not well. He said, Bhai, I got so much pain, I can't. I said, but you're a doctor. He said, I'm tired of antibiotics, I'm tired of pain tablets. So I told him, Doctor, I got a 2 rand prescription. Will you follow? He said, either kill or cure. Those things, two things I'll follow, kill or cure. I said, no, I won't kill you, inshallah, it will cure you. So he said, all right, give it to me. So I said, it's for flu and for pain. So I gave him the recipe. So I didn't know he had two wives. So he phoned the first wife. He told her, please prepare this. Send me one flask. Second wife, the same. So he took one dosage at night. And whoever was sick, flu, gave them each one cup. Tajud time, I met him come. He said, Uncle, that 2 rand medicine works. He said, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. All my pains are gone. The fever is also down. So since that day, there was, I think, 8 or 9 days for the last 10 days. Every day, 2 flasks used to come. And all those patients were sick, 1 cup and in bed. So alhamdulillah, these home remedies, alhamdulillah, the group is also taking on quite well. I see people sending. Not every time it will 100% work, but Allah shukri, there's no side effects. And whichever treatment Allah has left shifa for you, inshallah the shifa will come. So let us protect and let Allah Ta'ala give me first the tawfiq to practice on what I've said, and to the listeners as well, that Allah protect you all from this evil, and especially voters. Next week, inshallah, we'll play that clip of Maulana Yunus Patel. And Maulana Khanpuri was here in our Hanka Masjid, and somebody took his photo. And I saw Hazrat rushing, and he was in such a speed that he even knocked his face on the glass. He didn't realize that it was a solid piece, the doors were open. So I went to him, I said, Hazrat, you all right? He said, no, alhamdulillah. I said, kya hua? He said, no, one person took a photo of mine. That's why I was running to catch him. When I catch him, I wanted to smash his phone. Because without permission, he took my photo. He said, I don't forgive him. I'll take my revenge on the day of Qiyamah. So as a Sheikhul Hadith, this is so much of anger that caused him when person took his photo. Today, it's a joke. Every person that opens his phone's got photos. Why does by? No, it reminds me of my children, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. And we don't realize this is the easiest method, even on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Please, please, please protect yourself. We're inviting them, and we're playing open cards. That's why they're doing it to us. And in the end, then we want to cry. Yeah, this is happening, and that is happening. That's why this is not working. The barakah Allah takes away. All that we're not worried about. But inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. It's not too late. There are a few minutes left. Let's make dua, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزا الله أن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصها إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أكرم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا في الدارين